The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's morning, Chavra.
Avi, is there a minyan? Are you near where? And I believe there's now a Chabad house in Cyprus.
There's a minyan in the hotel.
Oh, there is?
Yep, 100% kosher, catered, everything.
I get no with Rabbi Skruk also, Ms. Master. But yes, just let me know. I sent you I've lost a message from this. Is that a thing? Why is Kitty just out?
Abby.
How big your side tonight?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The Rebbe's still here?
I think we should ask Mark.
Yeah, that's what I figured out. Yeah, I was gonna. Okay, fine.
So Mark is in the shul.
Oh, he's in the shul. I think Gazek is at home.
I can hear him on the YouTube. I can't see anything.
But look, Harry Shalom has his own minion with him. He's the only guy that has a traveling minion.
Dov iPhone, how are you?
Traveling rabbis. Traveling magachias.
They bubble. Bubbling rabbis.
Oh, no.
Kvod k'dish adman a bubble. Bubble a rebbe. A bubble a rebbe. Look at that.
It's not apologetic. Like, what do you want
to do?
It's Mark.
There's no announcement. I didn't know about it. All right, boys. Jerry.
I have no idea what you're saying. You mumbled in my ear. Not really. No, thank you. Thanks. Thanks for the idea, though. Objection. Huh? We're good? Good morning, Rabboisai! Lilu Nishmas Imi Merosi Ruspas Mordechai. Today's show is being sponsored by the Sherman family, Pew Garden Hills, in memory of their father, grandfather, great-grandfather, Lilu Nishmas Shmuleib, where Mordechai Yosef is yours today. By Roland, Alexander Yeshua Friedman from Frankfurt am Main, Germany. Germany! We have a guy from Germany. Rufua Shlema, from our beloved son, Elio, Aurel Noah Ben Judith. Rabbi Yisai, please. May he have Yiras Shomayim and become a Ben Torah. By Jose Hoffman, Rufo Shlema to my sister Shendel Bat Brendel, and Hatzlocha to my sons and family, Avram Yoel Bat Sultana and Eli Moshe Bat Sultana. By Chaim, in honor of Rebelli. Yosef, I know what this person is.
That was it.
Not supposed to know who it is.
I don't know.
Yishkoyach, I appreciate it. Oh, you don't know who it is. Parnas Hayoyim. We have a Parnas HaChoydesh. By Michael Ben Mela, in memory of his mother, the very fake about Shmuel, Zuchon Elvroch, and father-in-law, Menachem Mendel Ben Elchanan, Zuchon Elvroch, and in merit to make it to Umar Rosh Hashanah this year. So he said there's a refuah shlema for our son, Elio Orel Noah Ben Judith. May you have your Shemaim and become a Ben Torah. Thanks to Eli Stefanski and the whole team for making a difference in learning Shas. I think you can call it sort of a revolution, Daf Yomi learning, and that's what everybody who's joining this wonderful big Jewish family is feeling. This is a person from Frankfurt, Germany. I'm very thankful to Hashem that he led me to Rav Stefanski and his great Merkaz team, and to be able to be part in this great learning experience. May all and Klal Yisrael be blessed, and may we all be able to see the Mashiach and the Geula soon in our days. Kol Tov, Rollin Alexander Yeshua Friedman from Frankfurt. Hey, hello, Rebelli. I would rather write anonymously, but as there are no secrets in MDY, my name is Shmuel Kogus. I currently live in Haverstraw, New York, near Mark Ashkenazi. Where's Mark? Where's that? That's Muncie? I never heard of this place. It's starting to grow. West Hempstead is okay. I am primarily a YouTuber. Usually Muncie Shabbos, I have that opportunity on Zoom. Brooklyn will never be Muncie. They would rather move past the tracks than be... I started here on Shabbos, while working nights on a paramedic truck. Here's a paramedic truck, everybody. This is Chasher's stuff. Here he is. Here's the shear. Here are the magnets. Oh, the screen is working. That one, at least. That one is not. Okay. Usually we have the charts on the screens, and we have also someone, there's like a hand following the Gemara, so if you get lost in a story or something, you can look up on the screen. Bezer Hashem will all come back. I've never been very studious. Sitting through a shiur class is difficult, to say the least. Now I'm a warehouse manager by day and work as a paramedic on a less frequent basis. This is the first shiur that I've ever been able to truly follow and focus on. Your explanations and demonstrations are phenomenal and truly original. While I wish you said more shiurim daily, like the Chanan Pressman, I enjoy listening to shiur more than once a day. You hear this? He's a paramedic. He listens to more than once a day. I went back to the beginning of brachas and started all over. My girls asked to listen to shiur while in the car and compete to see who can do a better good morning Rabbeisai. This is the second email today I got about the girls saying good morning Rabbeisai. He has one of the kids, somebody else wrote, that his daughter goes through the whole YouTube. She sees, it's good for us because you get more clicks like that. Bowing to your greatness. Bowing to your Shmuel Kogus. Okay. Rabbi Avram Zora from Kiryat Sefer. Truly an amazing evening at the Siyum. It was great once again meeting all the MDY family in person. Attached to two photos from the event. Lee Neder, there are more to come. Well, I want to get ready for the Shir and Sukkah. It's Geshmak to do the Dav. Batzlocha Rabbi Avram Zora, Kiryat Sefer. Oh, it's only 7:20? Ah, there's more. One minute, timeout. No, it's a short Dav. This is a very long one. Let me skip around there. My name is Moshe Davis. I came to Israel 4 years ago, Karen Biavna. Second year, went to the army, made aliyah. The beginning of the army is learning is strong. 7 months later, it just fell apart. Then came January 2020, the Femi cycle. Thought to myself, there's no way I'll be able to keep up. I won't get anything out of learning. The classic excuses. But then I saw there was a group of guys in my unit starting the daf, so I decided to jump in the bandwagon. It was the greatest decision ever. It was a spark that brought all my learning back. Baruch Hashem started the daf, got me back on track. With Shnayim Mikro and my Mishnayim Seder. A lot of people say that the Daf brings back the consistency of other things like Shnayim Mikro and Mishnayis. All is going well, chugging through the Daf with my Chavrus in the army unit until I got back to Yeshiva this past Elul, 70 Daf into Erevin. I couldn't do it anymore. It was too hard. Kitzer, Art Scroll, chanced upon Eli Shir, and I'm in Shir until this very day. What makes the story that much better is 2 months ago, my family made it into Israel for my wedding. Somebody's making a lot of noise here. I can't concentrate. Randomly started belting out Geshmak, good morning, Rabbeisai. To my great surprise, my 16-year-old brother responded, you listen to Rebellion Shir. The kids are unbeknownst to him. He got a free Gemara Yuma, and he started. So the whole Mishpach is into it. My 14-year-old brother told me that his Rebbe told him to do it also. Big kids are the Gansim and Mishpach. Wow, it's a huge email. You're welcome to read it. Here, I'll put it up for a second. What's the guy's name? Your Talmud, Moshe Davis. Oh, it says on the bottom here, P.S. The email was already too long, so I refrain from making any Punovich or Gavid Eliyahu jokes. My sincerest apologies. Shkoya. He's at the Siyum. Beautiful. All right, here we go. Today is Daf Vav. And we're holding six lines from the bottom of the Hey Omid base. We just finished saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't have a pasuk to teach us that a mechitza is 10 tefachim, how does he know the idea that a mechitza by a sukkah needs to be 10 tefachim? The walls of the sukkah have to be 10 tefachim. So the Gemara says because of the concept shiurin, chatzitzin, and mechitzin are halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu received directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu things, sometimes we don't understand them, sometimes yes. Halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. It's halacha. It's not in the Torah, but it's a lot stronger than the Rabbanon. It's like a deraisa. Halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. What is it? Shiurim, all the shiurim, the revias, the kazayas. Chatzitzin, we're gonna see, the chatzitza, when you go to the mikvah, you can't have anything on your skin, the water has to touch all of your skin. Or, we'll see, exactly. And mechitzas, halacha l'shem yisina. Says Gemara, shiurin deraisaninu. Depends how you sing it. You can say, shiurin deraisaninu? No, that's not how you say it. Shiurin deraisaninu. At the end of the day, the shiurim are in the Torah. What are you telling me that the shiur is halacha l'shem yisina? It says mefurish in the Torah, the shiurim. Why? The Siv, Eretz, Chita, Usa'ira, the Pasuk about the Shiva Saminim. Here it is. Shiva Saminim. Chita, Sa'ira, Gefen. You have figs, pomegranate, olives, and dates. This is from the Sechas Brachas, though. The reason why the reds are highlighted is because the Pasuk starts over again. Eretz, it says Eretz again. We'll see again. We're going to be using this word, actually. Eretz, Zeis, Shemen. So in brachas, we learned the beautiful halacha that the olive, if you're making brachas, whatever, the olive comes before barley, grapes, because it's the first to the second eretz. And dvash, which is number two to the second one, comes before number three over here. Okay, that's a different halacha. Agal panim, it says, eretz chito sarira v'gefe untein avirimoy, eretz zeis shemen udvash. Bomer avchanim, from every single one of these fruits, we learn a different shir in the Torah. Says Rashi, four lines from the bottom. L'shiurim nemar. Ha-pasuk medaber b'shifcha shel Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk is telling us the beauty, the shvach of Eretz Yisrael. Praising Eretz Yisrael. Sha'afilu b'divri Torah tzrichim l'shar b'peirisah. Isurim shema Torah. Even when we look at Isurim in the Torah, we're going to go to the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. We're not going to go to the grape of Egypt or the grape of the United States. We're going to go to the grape. The size is the grape of Eretz Yisrael. The size of a pomegranate is the pomegranate of Eretz Yisrael. Shifcha shel Eretz Yisrael. So how does it work? So the Gemara now is going to take us all the way to the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph and teach us each and every fruit, what shear it's referring to. This one is, in my opinion, a very interesting one because it's not really a shear of a chita. Chita, wheat. So all the other ones basically are the shear, the size of a pomegranate, the size of a date. Over here, it's not the size of a kernel of wheat. What is it? It is a shear. Chita, lebeis hamenuga. If a person has a house that has tzaras, we actually touched upon it yesterday, that the house has to have 4 amas by 4 amas to be called a house. And there's a tzaras in there. So the house creates tuma. If you go into the house, you become tummy. But he's not wearing his clothing. I mean, he is dressed. But he's also, in addition to that, he's holding clothing in his hands. And his shoes, his sandals, his rings are in his hand. This brings up that story that I said a few times about Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I was once by Reb Chaim Kanievsky with a friend of mine, a guy that wasn't so religious at the time when I met him, but he became religious. And he was a photographer, so I asked him if he could come in and take pictures. And he was taking pictures. Also, Reb Chaim Kanievsky looks at him and says, why is a woman taking pictures of me? So the Anakel says, not a woman, it's a man, he even has a beard. No, it's a woman. And then he looks at him and he says, the ring. Why does he have a ring like a woman? He's a woman. Kitzer, don't get too nervous because Reb Chaim Kanievsky says the same thing about people that wear watches. But over here in the Gemara it says the guy had his rings in his hand. He was wearing a ring and he took it off. I should have asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Tabois to be other. It's not, in those days, I guess men would wear rings. Maybe saying in these days, it's not. Yeah, signet, different things. Okay. V'tabois to be other. Who v'heit me'miyat. So what's going on here? Let me just show you real quickly. It's beautiful. It says in the pasuk, v'habola bayis, this house that has tzaraat, kol yimei hizgir oisoy. I know the pasuk by heart. You see, I'm just looking at the screen. I can read it right over there. Yitmo ad orev. I love it. That's the camera, but that's the words. That camera doesn't have the words. If you walk into the house, you become coming. This is the same as pasuk. V'hashoyche b'bayis, if you go to sleep in the house, or v'hoyche b'bayis, yichavis is gadol. So what's going on here? If you walk into the house, you become tamei. So of course, if you sleep in the house, you become tamei. So what's going on here is that there's two shiurim. There's two times, two time limits. One is, as you walk into the house, you immediately become tamei. The second one is, you have to be there for a certain amount of time in order for the clothes that you're wearing to become tamei. They don't become tamei right away. If you're holding your clothes in your hand, you're holding your ring in your hand, they become tamei right away. But there's another thing that the pasuk says here. It's very nice. It's a nice deal, yeah? Maybe we wouldn't have realized. We just read it. Okay. Ha, you love us, Kalev, but if you're wearing your clothing, tap it above him and aleph. Visandala biraglov, and your shoes are on your feet. But the ba'isa bets ba'isa. Here. I don't have to make any deal for Chaim Kanievsky. But the ba'isa bets ba'isa. Who tamim miyad? Ve'im ta'irim. I was once there with my father, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, and my father asked him a question. So he said, he told him, Chulin and Dalin and Beis. So my father said, yeah, but Tosfos in Sukkah, Lamed, and I'm looking at it, I had no clue what's going on. He's saying Chulin, he's saying Sukkah, back and forth, and my father said, ah, yeah, you're right. So when we walked out, I said, what's going on? He says, no, he said Chulin and Dalin, because the Gemara over there says this and that. He says, I knew he was going to say that. I had the sukkah. But that's, so I should have said, sukkah davavam nalev, tabayis v'yadai. And he would have said, and then stuck. Okay, fine. The tabayis v'yadai, who told me miyad, v'hen tahoyim ad shiyisha b'chdei achilas pras. So, if he walks in, so his body becomes tummy immediately, his clothing don't become tummy until what? Until he's there. Here's the upgraded picture from Reuven Chait. This is not Reuven Chait. This is upgraded. Eh? It's upgraded, shtickle. Kirdei Achilas Pras means as long as it takes you on a clock to eat a half a loaf of bread, approximately four eggs, it's four slices of bread. Like two sandwiches worth, however long that takes, we don't know exactly how long that is. That's how long you have to remain in that. Let's say it takes you 3 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever, how fast you eat. Two sandwiches, it's not that quick. As long as it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. But here comes the shear. Not just a half a loaf of bread. Not one of those loaves, you know, for the healthy people. Wheat. Not whole wheat. Wheat. Reclining and you're thinking about eating. You're concentrating on your food. You're not text messaging. You're not doing anything else. That's the, and you have something to be malafet, to smear it on, whatever you eat with the bread. That's the shear. Of when the clothing that you're wearing and your ring on your finger become tummy. Let's call it 8 minutes. 8 minutes. You have to be in the house for 8 minutes in order for your clothing on your body to become tummy. Pras means a half. We once learned chatzi pras. That's why I had to redo it because it said on the original chatzi pras and it showed up. Chatzi pras means a quarter because it's a half of the pras. Pras means half. So chatzi pras means a quarter. I don't want to confuse you, but I wasn't able to. I just had to start over. Anyway. 8 minutes shear. 8 minutes. Oh, that's where we got the 8 minute shear. 8 minute shear. It's a shear. Very nice. I got it. By the way, the new guys, there's some confusion, I think. This is a 45 minute shear, and this is an 8 minute shear. This is an 8 minute synopsis. They're two separate things if you're new to this. Okay, check out the 8minute.com. V'hem t'horim at shiyishu b'chdei achilas pras. Okay, and here comes the shear. That's what I said. It's not the size of the chita, but it has to be chita. It has to be made out of wheat. Pas chita. V'loy pas soyer, not barley bread. Mesav, he's reclining. In other words, says Rashi, he's concentrating on his food, so he eats it quicker. Va'oichel v'lifton, and whatever you eat with it, whether it's, we once had it's meat, whatever, but let's call it a shmir, some sort of thing that makes the bread go down quicker. Next one in the list is soira barley. This is not. Etzem ki soira mitame b'magu b'masa. If you have a bone of a mace, of a dead person, the size of a barley, what is it called? A barley bean? A barley kernel. I wanted to say kernel, but didn't go well, but okay, kernel. Mitame b'mago, if you just touch it, u'bimasa. What does b'masa mean? That if you're not touching it, it's in your cup on the bottom, even though you're not touching it, but since you lifted it, you become tame as long as it's the size of a barley kernel. Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shakol Yom Tov V'Goy. Amen. 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 Dr. Factor, your amen about the guy going to Uman was a lot stronger than the amen for the Shaka. What's Pshat? Wow, he has nothing to answer. It's none. Etzem tisoira, mitama bimago bimasa, ve'enai mitama ba'oil. Oil is a whole different cheer. Oil is roiv minyan. A person has 248 bones. So if you have the majority of the 248, what is that? 125. Yeah. Whew, I really didn't. That was part of it on the spot. And he's going to tell me I was wrong. 125 bones. Then the entire room becomes, anybody who walks into the room, if the bones are in a corner over here and you're on the other side, you also become tummy because you're in that oil. But oil is different. Oil, you need one, the roiv minion of 248, or a whole skull, or an entire spine. Geffen, what's a grape? Kidei revis yayin l'nazir. So, if we're talking about salads, a nazir also can't eat salads. Can't eat the peel of a grape, the chartzanim, the pits. So how do you measure the pits and the chartzanim, the salads of grapes that a nazir who refrains from wine can't eat? You replace, displace wine, not water. So you're looking at a larger measurement. It's a little bit more than water. The displacement of wine is more than the displacement. So you take this, you take this chatzarim, you put them in a cup full of wine, and you displace a revius. Teina, what is a fig? Kigregeres loitzah Shabbos. When you're taking food on Shabbos from rishus to rishus, when we learn about the Shabbos, there's different shiurim, like, fodder is the mouthful of a whatever animal it is, a donkey and a goat has a certain different amount, whatever. But for human beings, food, when it comes to food, is the size of a fig. Rimoin, what's a pomegranate? The snan. Kol klei balabatim, shiurim ki rimoinim. So, using this from a different thing, if you have a kli, that's mekabel tumah. Let's say this is Mekabel Tumah, which it's not. But let's say this is Mekabel Tumah, and it has a hole. Let's say it breaks into pieces. This is Tameh, and it breaks into pieces. The Tumah dissipates. It's no longer Tameh. What if it has a hole? So if it has a hole, I could plug up the hole. See, like this. Plug up the hole. How big? So if it's a hole the size of an olive, I could still use this even without plugging it up, because I could put a larger fruit in there. Up until the size of a pomegranate. Once it has the size of a pomegranate, it's this big, I'm going to toss it away. What's interesting is that the Gemara says it's for a balabais. At home, I will tolerate this kli. But when you go to the store, nobody in their right mind is going to buy a kli that has a small hole in it. So if you're a store owner, you're going to toss it even with a mashu, right? If you go to the store and you buy a couch, and the couch has a little tear in it, you're out of there. You're not going to buy the... But if you already own that kli, you own the couch and it has a little tear, you're not going to throw it out. You keep it in your house. It's also your side for life. If let's say your spouse has a little bit of a chasarn. Let's say, not everybody has, but some people have spouses that have chasarnis. So chatchila maybe you wouldn't have married her or him. But now that you have her, that's it. You're stuck. You got to live with it. But wait a minute. But it's not. I'm not done yet. It's going very well because here's the thing.
You mean there's more?
Yeah, there's more. This is the biggest side. Biggest side. What people don't realize is that whatever that chesaron that your spouse has is tailor made to you. So let's say you have a little bit of a caste issue, a little bit of a mafunik.
Kol halashon.
Clean guy like that guy I was telling you about that he wanted to get divorced because his wife didn't clean the corners. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka puts that into your life. That woman that knows how to push that button of caste, that woman that knows how to make you nervous about cleaning, it's Vidafka. It's to make a tikkun. So you have to realize that. It's if you understand that, then nothing is a chesaron. Then you, no spouse, all your spouses are perfect because they're tailor made for you. You hear the chap? It's murder.
When my wife gets really angry at me, I look at her and say, thank you so much for helping me to myself.
Oh. You know, you. Very good, very good. And? You were talking to her? You got that in Uman?
Wow.
Tikkun, I go. So the doctor factor says, I didn't know you go to Uman. You go. For Brisson, not for Rosh Hashanah. You leave your family and go to Rosh Hashanah? Unbelievable. Wow. Yeah, we gotta talk after. So, I don't know if you heard. Some people asked to repeat. That I can repeat. He said that when his wife yells at him, I know his wife, she doesn't yell, but if she does, so he says, thank you very much. You're helping me be attacking myself. And then she gets even angrier. Wow. Devalvik. You see how we got from pomegranates to the wives and to Avi Factor's wife, the whole thing. Eretz, Zeis Shemen. Eretz, Shekol Shiureh Kazesim. The entire, all of Eretz Yisrael, all the shurim that we have in the world are Kazayas. Where do we get it from? Because the Torah says Eretz. Pointed it out before, right over here. It does say Eretz, meaning everything, the entire, the whole country. That's the shear of everything. As the Gemara, Kol Shiras of Gudaitov, Hoyka Hanid Amri, we just finished saying different shirim. Chita, Saira, Riman, Taino. All of a sudden, you tell me all the shirim. Says the Gemara, Elaema, Shiroiv Shira. Usually, Rubik Kikulai, so Roiv. Roiv Shira Kazais, when it comes to a mace, a Kazais of his flesh, a Kazais of Nevela, a Kazais of Dam, all the shirim, most of the shirim are Kazais. Matzah, whatever. Dvash means honey, but in the Torah, dvash means a date. It's sweet like honey. We all know what that is. If, I mean, not all. If we just learned Yuma, literally at the end of the Masechta, discussing what the Isra Achila is on Yom Kippur, that's Chayev Oynesh. It's usher to just eat on Yom Kippur. But the Shir is, because on Yom Kippur is different than eating. You know, it's not about eating, it's about soothing yourself. And what soothes a person? Kikusev is a gas of the size of a nice fat date. Alma the Raisanino. So going back to the question, you're telling me that Alachalo Meshim Sinai, that Meshim Rabbein, it's all in the Torah. What? This pasuk is not Torah. This is Torah right over here. Says the Gemara. But this is Shirim Miksivi. Does it say the Sa'ira, the Chita is for the maize? And the Sa'ira is Etzim Kisa'ira. It doesn't say anything. You made a drasha. Obviously, this is all Halacha Mishum Sinai, all these drashas we just said. Ukra Asmachta Ba'almu. And at the end of the day, the pasuk is there for Nasmachta. What was that Ritva I just said? I already forgot it. Ritva says about Asmachta, that what? Oh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in the Torah. It's not that Chachamim looked for a source and they found it in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in there for Chacham later on to pull out that source and use it. Chatzitzin, but over here it's different. It's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And there's a source in the Torah. Okay. Chatzitzin D'Raisininu. The idea of Chatzitza is not Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that you just said. You said that three things Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Shiurin, Chatzitzin, M'chitzin. But Chatzitza is in the Torah, the Chsib. V'rochatz, by the Mitzorah, he washes his es b'sarai b'mayim. All the skin must touch the water. You can't have anything that separates the skin from the water. Says the Gemara, you're right. That's attempt number one. it's coming to say that here, the here on a human being is also chaitzitz. That's why you go to the mikveh d'oraisa, somebody has to check your ear, make sure there's no chatzitza. Yes, so you're chasol asaroi. One hair that's in a knot could create a chatzitza. In other words, the water can't get to all surfaces of that hair, and therefore it's a chatzitza. Shalosh and a chatzitza. But three hairs, since they're tough, you take three hairs and you make a knot, the water will sneak in. It's not a real chatzitza. Shtayim ein yedea, and two, I don't know. So that's halacha l'shem yom sinai. Says the Gemara, sorry, not me, there, I see you. It's not true. That's not all of the Rishina. The Siv. Berachatz, S, besori, b'mayim. S, the word S. Hatavah, besori, right? The whole, Rabbi Kiva went and darshan all the Esim in the Torah until he got to Es Hashem Alikecha. S is a word that adds. Adds to what? Something that's in addition to your skin. Umayni, what else is in addition to your skin that could be chaytis? Sara, you're here. Says the Gemara, you're right. So what is the Allah Chalam Hashem Sinai? And this is very important. Dvar Torah. What does Dvar Torah mean? Halacha l'moshe misinai, says Rashi. So it goes like this. I learned my lesson. Usually, I make a chart, and I show the oil on the chart, and we go weiter, and everybody says, yeah, it's pasha. So what I'm going to do is, I'm not going to show you the chart. We're going to learn the sugya without the chart. I'm not going to mention the chart. However, I'll show you the chart afterwards, and then we'll go back. This is one of my favorite charts. Map goes like this. We just turned to that Vavon Bay, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group, for all those who need Shiduchim, Refuas, Yeshuas, please join Tehillim.8mindaf.com. Dvar Torah, Midoy Raisa. There's two conditions, not midiraisa, sorry. Mehalacha l'moshe misinai. Let's get that in, because Dvar Torah means midiraisa. Not midiraisa. Halacha, I'm trying to figure out what the halacha l'moshe misinai is. What did Moshe Rabbeinu get from a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's not in the Torah? This. There are two conditions. Rubai umakbid, that it has to be on most of your hair, not your body. You're here. Most of your hair, 51% of your hair, umakbid. You don't want it to be there. That is a chatzitza. All chatzitz. V'sheinu makbid alav, einu chatzitz. And if you don't care, there's no chatzitza. Why? Says Rashi. Because then it becomes like your body. If you don't care, you don't mind that it's on your head, you have a bunch of goop. Or let's say, an example would be a wig, like a hairpiece. I know in America, some bald guys, they go around with this wig. They think it looks natural, doesn't? So, a toupee. So, that, if you're not makbid, that's fine. You can go to the mikveh with it, maybe. Very interesting. Look at Rashi, Dibur Masko, a makbid olav. Havalei kigufe. No good. Havalei kigufe. It's like your body, if you don't care. Hoyil the ain soifai litlay, since you're never going to remove it. So let me ask you a question. I know what you're all thinking, and because I'm asking the question, you should know that the answer is not like you're thinking. What about you go to the dentist and he puts in a temporary filling that's gonna last you for 6 months? He says, come back in 6 months, I'm gonna do a real root canal. But in 6 months I'm taking it out. Rashi says, ain soifai litlay, you're never taking it out. But what about 6 months from now? Is that considered, could you go to the mikvah with a temporary filling that you're taking out, it's sefer litlay, when? In 6 months. Nu, what do you think? Yeah. What? Yeah. So what? No, that's chatzitza. That's chatzitza. It is. You can, yeah, you can. You gotta. Okay, we'll talk about it later. What? Yeah. You don't put water in your mouth. You don't put water in your mouth, but it has to, you can't have things. One thing would come to me, take the sutures out, or at least I might put it back in after. The what? Sutures. What's that? Oh, stitches. Wow. You hear that? Dr. Factor, who's a plastic surgeon, he takes people's stitches out before the mikvah, and then he puts them back in after the mikvah, because you can't go with those stitches. It's us to live on it. Anyway. The Chazirish says, I thought it was a tremendous Chazirish, he says, since you're about to take it out in 6 months, it's a chatzitza. You can't go to the mikvah with that. Unbelievable. Somebody else I saw is Mechulik. I don't know who he is. I know who the Chazon Ish is, but I don't know the other person. He says, I like the svar though. He said, you don't want to take it out. The dentist wants to take it out. If it's up to you, you can have that filling there for years. Who wants to go back to the dentist? So this shouldn't be a chazon. Okay, fine. You like it also, Hillel. Okay, great. Now listen to this. If you don't care about it, it doesn't create a chatzitza. The gazru and chachamim made a gzera al rubai sheni makbid on the majority of your body that you don't care because mishum rubai makbid, because of the iraisa of roiv and that you're makbid. Val miyuter ha makbid, and they also made a gzera on the minority that you are makbid mishum rubai makbid because of the iraisa of rubai makbid. If you're not following, it's better for me because I want to show you why my chart is so beautiful. The Ligzornami asked the Gemara, make a gzera al miyuto yishenim makpid mishum miyuto yamakpid. Make a gzera even further on the minority that you don't care about because of the minority that you do care about. Inami. Oh, this is where it gets confusing. Or maybe also because mishum rubish. No, forget it. Let me just show you this thing. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. I sat such an awe when I made this. Because Akash Baruch Hu gave me the idea to put the color in there. Once I did it without color, but once I put the color in, it's unreal. Let me show you why. This is the Issa Deraisa, this is the Chatzisa Deraisa. The two conditions, Raiv and Makbid. It's 51% of you here and you hate it. It's vomit, whatever it is, waste. You want to get it out quickly. Deraisa, that's a Chatzisa. Come Chachamim, and they take one word from each, and they made an Isser. They took the Roiv, even though you're not Makbid, it's green, you see? They took the bad, it's the majority, even though I don't care about it. It's not vomit, it's a toupee, but it takes up 51% of my head. Chacham said, no good, can't go to the mikvah with it. Then they took the second word, the Makbid, I care about it, and they added the green to it. And they said, even if it's the minority, it's 49%, but I'm makbid, it's throw up, vomit on my hair, that's 49%. You can't go to the mikveh with it. Ask the Gemara, let's take the two greens, the two green words, the two mutter words, and let's say the Chacham say that's also awesome. Miut, it's a minority of my body, of my hair, and I don't even care. It's maple syrup, it's cheesecake, and it's only 49%. You shouldn't be able to go to the mikvah, says the Gemara. That's called the gzera l'gzera. That's two steps away from the iser d'arayis, the rubi makvah. Now that we know that, let's see inside. Oh, now it's going to be gevaldik, right? Gevaldik. The green and the red. That's when it came. It's part of your body still, I would say. I'm not a Pesach, I don't know. It's a good kasha. Shee, get over here. You gotta say the kasha to everybody. Come here. They didn't hear your kasha. Come. It's okay, you said. Zog the Gemara. No, come on. Dvar Torah, top of the page. Dvar Torah, mehalacha l'mishum Sinai, there are two things, and only these two things, these two conditions combined create a chatzitza. Rubai u'makbid. It's 51% and you care about it. But if I don't have one of these two conditions, I don't care. It's right, but I don't care. And a chaitzitz. It's bottled to your body, says Rashi. Come chachamim, and they made a gzera. Rubai, here. They took one word, rubai, and even though you're not makbid, the green, and they said that that's also a chatzitza. Why? Mishum, because of the top thing. Rubai ha-makbid. Because of the halakha and shemusina. And they also made another gzera. The minority, they took one word, makbid, they put it here, but they added something that's really mutter, miut. Mishum, why? Because we go back up here again, mishum rubei amakbid, because of the halacha of Shem Sinai that says these two conditions are no good. So even one of the two is also no good according to the Rabbana. As the Gemara of Elizanami, al miut sheni makbid, these take the two greens, the miut, and the loy makbid, combine them together, Mishum Yuta Makbid, because of Miut of Makbid. Say this is Asur, because this is Asur. Miut, that your Makbid is Asur, is a Chatzitza. So Miut, that your Makbid should be also a Chatzitza. Inami, Mishum Rubai Sheni Makbid. that line right there, that's why I think you need the chart. This, miut, loy makbid, should be chatzitza because of rubai loy makbid. You see, rubai loy makbid is a chatzitza according to Rabbanan. So miut loy makbid should be usher, either because of this or because of this. Because they both share one green word. So two green words together should be also a chatzitza, and that the Gemara says, higuf gzeira. This is only a derabbanan, an invented gzeira by Rabbanan. So we're not going to take it another step further. Great. Says the Gemara Mechitzin, why is the Mechitza halacha l'mishmisina? Hada Amaran. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we said that the Mechitza of a sukkah, we didn't have a source in the Torah, so the Mechitza of a sukkah that has to be 10 tefachim is halacha l'mishmisina. Says the Gemara Nechal Rabbi Yehuda. That's great according to Rabbi Yehuda. El Rameir, Michael Rameir. Rameir has a pasuk to say that a Mechitza of a sukkah needs to be 10 tefachim. So then which Mechitza did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create on Har Sinai? That's a ligud that we had yesterday. The mechitza goes upwards. If you have, not yesterday, 2 days ago, we had a beam in the middle of the sukkah. We said the walls, the invisible walls should continue upwards. We also had it in Erevin. Good goes downwards. Good achis mechitza, or pi tikri yoyer v'saisim. Over here, we consider the wall going down. You have a little ledge. It goes down and encloses this area. Beloved, and the idea that a wall is, or anything that has opening that's less than 3 tefachim is considered, closed. The doifen akuma and a bent wall. You have something that's bent, you put it, if it's too far away, you say that the ceiling is part of the wall and it's actually a wall built crookedly. So, there's a very famous maaseh, but we have to say it. Yossi Klein reminded me of it. There was a chassid that went to the Rebbe and said, Rebbe, I don't have a shidduch, I need to get married. So the Rebbe said, oh, if you go to the Kaisel 40 days straight, and he gave him all the instructions, like I said at the speech, if you listen to it, go to the Kaisel 40 days straight, and dive in the same spot, and the same time of the day, and you ask for the same thing, you have kavana, guarantee you shidduch. Chassid goes to the Kaisel 40 days, and sure enough, he gets married, and he goes to the Rebbe, and he says, Rebbe, what did you do to me? She's mamash ha-machsheifa. She's the worst of the worst. Mamsha witch. So the Rebbe says, let me hear what did you do? How did you go? He says, listen, I went to the Kaisel, but I went, I said 40 days for you. I went Binish Moshes, it's a little bit of the day before and a little bit of the day after. And then I did then I realized, if that works, then I don't really have to go every other day because there's a love, you just bridge the gap and it's Rubi Kekulai. So I went. So the Rebbe says, that's why you got it, Doifen Akuma. All right. The bottom line is, from here you can see a bigger side of Oisai. No, I'm just gasping. Like, if you try to cut corners, because you want to also cut corners. You gotta do it, you can't be, we're not into the Oisai. You gotta go all the way out. You gotta go and do it correctly. All right. We could elaborate a different time. Not enough time now. V'shein lo sholish tvanoi, ton rabbonon. So we said in the Mishnah, we have a machlok. The Mishnah says it doesn't have 3 walls. Look, it doesn't have 3 walls. It's awesome. Ton rabbonon, shtayim kil chosim, shlishis afil tefach. 2 walls that are 7 tefachim each, but the third one could be a baby wall, could be 1 tefach. Comes along, Reb Shimon Oimer, sholish kil chosim, urevis afil tefach. No. 3 have to be proper, and the fourth one could be a tefach. We have a major machlokes. According to Reb Shimon, you need 4 walls. Just the fourth wall could be a baby tefach one. And according to Chacham, like in the Mishnah, only 3 walls, and the third one could be a baby one. Now, we're going to have 5 pshatim. What's the source of the machlokes? Why are they machlokes? Now, I thought we would have more time, but I'll say it now anyway. The famous story that the Vilna Gaon told his Talmidim, each one should grab a Masechta and learn it unbelievably inside out, back to forth, by heart. So wherever they go, they could always chazer. Reb Zalman Velazhen, who's Reb Chaim Velazhen's brother, was a tremendous, tremendous Iluy and a big time Chacham, was nifted at a very young age. He came to the Vilna Gaon and he said, Rebbe, I learned Masechta Sukkah. I know by heart, inside out, Fahermi. So Vilna Gaon told him, okay, how many Pasul Sukkahs are there in Masechta Sukkah? I don't know. He says, I have no idea. And he said, how many kosher sukkahs are there? And he said, I don't know. So he says, that's not really knowing your best. But I'll tell you. There are 91 sukkahs, sherus in the sukkah, and 85 posel. How do I know? Kiminyan sukkah with a vav is 91, and sukkah without a vav is 85. Okay? So that was the thing. 91 and 85. Based on that, says the Gemara like this. What's the source of the machloikis? Says the Gemara. Rabbanan Sabri Yesh Aim Lemasoiras, Verb Shimon Sovar Yesh Aim Lemikra. This is a famous machloikis in Shas. A lot of words in the Torah are written differently than we read them. So if you take away the nekudas from this word right over here, it says Bisukas. We put a shurik over here, whatever you want to call it, and we make a sukkos. We make it plural, but it really says it as a singular. Sukkas, there's no vav here. And this word as well, there's no vav, so it's really a single sukkah. We read it. Yesh aim lemikra. Do we go based on how we read it? Mikra, we read it. Or do we base it on Mesiris, on how we write it? Here it finally says besukkos with a vav, so that is two. So, very simple. So we're going to have five pshatim. Four of them are based on this pasuk. Rabbanan Sabri Yeshim Lemesiris, Rabbi Shimon Sova Yeshim Lemirka. Rabbanan Sabri Yeshim Lemesiris, Besukas, Besukas, Besukos. It says, 1, 2, plus 2. 1, 2, plus 2 equals 4. Harekan Arba, Dal Chad Legufe. Remove this first Sukas right over here in the beginning. Why? Because I need one to teach me the mitzvah of Sukkah. I don't know it yet. And therefore I'm left with 3. That's beautiful. 3 mechitzas. Shnayim kilchason. Shlish is afilu tefach. How do you make 3 mechitzas? 2 regular walls, 7 tefachim each, and 1 a tefach. Harigan harad, achal legufe, pashulut lasa. Shnayim kilchason, asa yilchasa. And the halacha of the Mishmizina comes and says, the shlish is, bukma tefach, you don't need a full third wall. Reduce it to a tefach. Reb Shimon Sava Yeshim lemikro. Reb Shimon says, no. It's the way you read it. Basukois, basukois, basukois. Harigan sheish. 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 6. Dalchad kol legufei. So remove these two right over here. It's one word. You got to remove both of them for the mitzvah. How much do you have? 4. Pashul arba. Shalish gil chasan. So you can figure out the levi's vugmat tefach. Bibayiseima. Right? So he says it's 4. Take one off. Take the fourth one and make it only a tefach. So it's 3 plus 1 tefach. Ibayiseima the kulam yeshem lemikra. Everybody holds the 6 sukkahs over here because it's the way you read it. B'sukkos, 6. Do I need a pasuk? Do I need a limud to tell me about the schach? Or the limudim are only talking about the walls. Why? Because the word sukkah means that there is schach. It's built into the word. You don't need a limud for that. The chacham say, I need, one goes off already for the, I have 6, minus 2 because I need the pasuk, I need the mitzvah. I'm left with 4, but one of the 4 is for the schach. I'm left with 3. Now from the 3, make the third one a tefach. So it's 2 plus 3. Umar Sava Eschach Eloi Vayikra, Rav Shimon says, no, I don't need a pasuk for that. It says in the word, sukkah, schach. So I'm left with 4 because I took off 2 for the sukkah itself. I'm left with 4. So the fourth one is a tefach, 3 plus tefach. Bibay Seima. No. Why? For what? Yeah. No, this is for the mitzvahs. I can't use any limud from this. Not for Tadarshan. In the limud, I have one. It's the way I read it. So if this is the way I read it, I start off to begin with only 4 sukkahs. Sukkahs, sukkahs, plus sukkahs is 4. So if I start out with 4, one of them is to teach me the halacha itself. So I'm left with 3. And the halacha of Rosh Hashanah says, take off from the third and make it only a tefach. No, you have 3. And the halacha of Rosh Hashanah says, add a tefach to the 3. Beautiful. The kulei amakas oil chasel gareya, of course, the halacha of Rosh Hashanah comes to take off. And I start out with 4. Could I learn from this first word or not? Very simple. Rav Shimon says, I use this word and I darshan from this word. Omar Sava, Ein Darshan Chilois, MMA, I only have 3, and the third one is a tefach. And finally, just 2 more lines. Rav Masna Omar Taimi the Rav Shimon Mahacha. V'suk atil itzel yom mechayev. It says a pasuk in the Navi that Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lasalavi is going to make a sukkah to protect us from what? From all the elements. Well, if a sukkah protects us from elements, it has to protect us. If it only has three walls, it can't protect us from the rain. It can't protect us from anything. So obviously the Torah is saying, have a sukkah that has four walls. It says, the fourth wall could be a baby wall. But I need four walls. From rain, have a wonderful day. Mark and Uncle Phil, it was great having you. Come more often.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.